Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to Tailored for Success with your Take It to the Top coach, Sharice Taylor. Today, we are talking about the breakthroughs that you can experience, that you can receive with the power of self-belief. It's so important. It's so important that we believe in ourselves. And you're like, well, Sharice, I know that. I know that. You know, that's not news to me. And I think that's true. I think it's a fundamental that most people have heard about. But are you really about it? Are you about self-belief, positive self-belief? That's the key with yourself. You all, oh my goodness, I could tell stories for days. I could tell stories for days, honey. Woo! And let's be crystal clear. This is healthy self-belief does not mean you're puffed up and full of yourself and you think that you're all that a bag of chips with dip and dipping salsa on the side. That's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is the way that you feel about yourself, regardless of your achievements. That you have an understanding, a positive self-regard of yourself. Because in this day and age of social media, and, you know, everyone's comparing their likes and their friends, their connections, their followers, que sera, to that of other people. Social media has just turned it up. It's just turned up this. I've long said the compare bear is not a friendly bear. It's not a cuddly bear. Looks can be deceiving with the compare bear. And it's so easy to fall into that in a world field of, everyone's going for that viral post. They're praying for that viral post that everybody will see, everybody will like or laugh at and applaud and approve. But here is the thing, the approval and the acceptance of man, woman, and child is fleeting. It's fleeting. You see it with I'll give an example that we all can pinpoint with someone. Celebrities. A group, a celebrity, a politician, a sports star, whatever, someone that is a public figure. We've seen them be at the peak, the top, because everybody loves them. Everybody's celebrating that particular person. And then maybe a story happens, maybe that person acts out, makes a mistake, and baby. Okay, now we're into this cancel culture, right? Oh, boo. Let's not buy the records. Boo, let's not. Now, we won't get into some of these people do need some reform, all right? I don't know if they need cancellation. I'm not big into the cancellation culture thing. But some of them do need some very serious reform, honey. Very serious. Assuredly. But I want to talk about foundational steps. I like to give the tips, the tools, the techniques, the tactics for you to take your life to the top. And so we have to have first a firm foundation. We're talking about having what I call ironclad confidence. It doesn't waver, honey, and it doesn't fall. Ironclad, feared and sure, okay? So the first thing is that you have to understand how God sees you. How God sees you. If you don't understand how the Creator of heaven and earth sees you, oh, honey, you know, you're missing a big piece of the puzzle. So the first thing that I would recommend is to go to the Word of God and seek the verses. I'm going to give you some verses to look up and to read that you can read daily, weekly, however you want to do it. To remind yourself of how God sees you. It's not this, and this triumphs over what anyone else in your past, present, or future will think about you. God sees you is the truth. It is the foundation. Okay? So first, let's go to, and write these down. This is part of your tools, 2 Corinthians 5:17. And it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. The old has passed away. So we do not have to be plagued or imprisoned by our past. We have to face our past. We have to deal with it. We have to process our past. But we don't have to let the past be the final word. God has the final word. He says, you're in Christ, you're new. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Ooh-wee, come on. 1 Peter 2:9, but you are a chosen race. A royal priesthood. Honey, we don't have to be a part of the monarchy to be royals. Get a grip, my friend. A holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. I love that one. John 1:12. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children. We're children of God. Do you understand that? Children of God. So you guys, get these scriptures. Understand who and whose you are in the Lord. And that is going to be your weapon. When those negative thoughts come, when you have that lack of belief, it's just like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. Glinda the Good Witch said, honey, you had the power all along. You had the power to go and do and be who you desire to be. Self-belief, my friends. Self-belief. The Word is your foundation. Stay tuned to Tailored for Success. We're going to continue this series on self-belief. Until next time, remember this, your best is yet to come.